I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. DNR biologists are preparing to do their annual midwinter bat survey. But as we'll explain in a moment, it is not with the same promise and hope that it once was. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Craig Styler of the DNR oversees research on the various bat species that call West Virginia home, and he says the midwinter bat counts are critical to that effort.
The basic reason we've been doing this is because we have some rare bats that we're seeing population declines, and so we've been working to try to protect those bats, and we're checking populations to look at, you know, if our management efforts are doing any good, if we're actually seeing increases in numbers. And the good news was, up until recently, we could say yes.
But recently, a mysterious fungus has appeared, changing all of that optimism about the rebounding numbers of bats in caves of West Virginia.
The bad news is white nose syndrome, which is a disease that came from who knows where, is impacting our bats. And despite our efforts, we're seeing declines in a lot of bat populations, including those species that were doing well up until now.
The 2010 survey revealed the white-nose syndrome had spread to many more caves in West Virginia after first being noticed in Pendleton County. And Styler doesn't hold much hope that the spread has slowed or stopped this year.
We're expecting to see it spread even farther this year. There's really nothing stopping it. The folks in New York and Pennsylvania have seen that, you know, once it's in an area, it tends to spread to all the nearby caves. So it's looking pretty grim.
And the dreaded ailment is a cruel death that is literally threatening to eradicate some species of bats in the state of West Virginia.
One of the things this fungus does is that it causes the bats to use up their fat stores too early, so they literally starve to death and start leaving the caves. And we've already got reports from Pendleton County of bats flying out of caves, you know, snow on the ground, and the bats out there flying. So they're literally starving to death and fleeing the caves. So it's not looking good.
The impact varies from species to species, but one bright spot is that the white-nose syndrome seems to have had minimal effects so far on the endangered Virginia big-eared bat, which is rare but has its greatest concentration here in the caves of West Virginia. Where this will stop, nobody knows. Styler says they continue to research the fungus in labs across the country in hopes of finding a cause they can eradicate, and hoping they can find it fast enough that there are still at least some bats left to repopulate the species. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.